The Massachusetts House is scheduled to begin debate today on the state budget with more than 1,200 amendments to consider. Despite the large number of amendments, the House leadership intends to keep the process on track to produce a final state budget by an end of June deadline. Most of the amendments to the $40.3 billion budget produced earlier this month by the House Ways and Means Committee are bids by individual legislators to earmark funds for local programs or projects. The amounts sought range from a few thousand dollars up to several million dollars. Additionally, some legislators want to boost line items in the budget they believe were underfunded in the spending plan endorsed by the House leadership. Amendments have been filed to increase spending in areas that include health care, transportation, law enforcement, education, and state spending on cultural programs. Also among the amendments are perennial efforts by minority Republicans in the Democratic-dominated chamber to cut the state income tax rate to 5% and to lower the state sales tax to 5%. More than a dozen state representatives from Western Massachusetts have co-sponsored an amendment to earmark $3.4 million in the budget to help Bay State Health and the University of Massachusetts Medical School build a new medical school in Springfield. Bay State Health President Dr. Mark Kerouac said the program, announced almost 2 years ago, is intended to help address a shortage of doctors in the region.
And I believe our collaboration will mean great things for both our institutions and, most importantly, for the communities of Western Massachusetts, which we both serve.
The new medical school is scheduled to open in August with an initial enrollment of 25 students. UMass Medical School Chancellor Michael Collins said the students will take their basic science courses at the Worcester campus and complete their clinical requirements in Springfield.
One of our goals will be to recruit people who would actually like to stay in the community and practice in the community. So if we recruit the class appropriately and we educate them well, that should be a desire. We know that about half of our graduates actually stay in Massachusetts and about half go into primary care and remain there in their practice. So we believe with that experience, this should bode quite well.
House leaders typically review all the amendments in a closed-door meeting, consolidate similar ones, occasionally persuade legislators to withdraw some amendments, and decide which will go through on voice votes and which will be taken up by roll call after floor debate. The informal timetable calls for a final vote on the budget by the end of this week.
It's very important to us to continue our history of getting our budget finished on time.
State Representative Stephen Kulik of Worthington, who's vice chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, said if the House approves a budget by the end of this week, that'll give the Senate a month to come up with its version, followed by another month to reconcile differences.
We've had a very good track record in recent years of being able to finish our work to conference the budget and have a unified proposal to put on the governor's desk right around the start of the fiscal year, July 1st. So we're on track to do that. We think it's important that our budget be done on time.
Conference committee negotiations over the budget have in recent years gone down to the wire and underscored increasingly sharp differences between the Democratic leadership in the House and Senate. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.